Matt Greenwood back with another Fox Dream Team athlete. They got five this year, and a big reason why they went 9-2 this year was Gavin McGinnis. He had a great offensive line in front of him. Luke Joggers, Chase Waters, Dream Team athletes, also had a pair of running backs to deliver the ball to, Cole Elwood and Bob Nybert. And Gavin, we've spoken to all four of them, and what a great year that you guys had, and they were all pretty proud of their accomplishment. And a nice way to sort of top things off for you personally is a Dream Team selection. So congratulations.
Thank you.
What was it like to find out that you made Dream Team along with some of your buddies?
It was exciting, honestly, just to have like five of us on there. It's really exciting, but we all put in the work for it over the summer and throughout the season, and we're still really excited about that we're on it.
A couple of things that you guys were able to accomplish that a Fox Warrior team either hadn't done or hadn't done in a while, and the hadn't done in a while was starting off 6-0 for the first time since 1966, and then hadn't done ever was the victory over Rockwood Summit. Kind of take us through what it was like for you to experience those two things that the Fox community hadn't experienced in a while.
I mean, it was really great, especially with the Rockwood win. I mean, for that Rockwood win, we just work hard all practice, and then we get our young kids ready whenever they have to go in and fill in for us really fast. But other than that, it was really exciting. We came in expecting to play our hardest, and whenever we got down by two touchdowns at the beginning of the game, none of us really put our heads down, but at that point, I think that's whenever we started picking it up a little bit, and once we won, that was kind of the spark to our 6-0 start of the season.
Yeah, most certainly was, and obviously you guys had a lot of faith in your abilities and what Coach Tinker had gone over with you guys leading up to that game and basically for most of the season as well. And just a Fox team that really stood out because you guys could score the football. I mean, three 1,000-plus yard rushers, including yourself. Take us through, what it was like, the daily grind of practices and then sort of on the field sort of thing to be in the huddle with guys that you could rely on to be able to help you guys score so many points.
Practices were actually pretty fun this year because of all the seniors had a close bond with each other being able to hang out all the time and never really fighting with each other, arguing and just helping to push each other through practices. And then just being in the huddle with all of them was pretty exciting because, you're like standing with a whole bunch of the good players on the team and just knowing that they all got your back while you got their back.
There was a lot of history made with this team, and we already touched on two of the things. And the other thing was no Fox football team had ever had three 1,000-plus yard rushers. At what point in the season, Gavin, did you feel like that was within reach for you guys?
I think at the beginning of the year, we thought we'd have like at least one or two 1,000-yard rushers just based upon our O-line that we had and the push that we're able to get at the beginning of the season. But once we got towards the end of the season and we started seeing mine, Bob, and Cole's yards rack up, I think at that point we knew that we were all able to reach it within the end of the season.
And if I remember correctly, it was a district championship game against Poplar Bluff where Cole finally caught up with you and Bob.
Yeah, that was the one where he really caught up to us.
What was that moment? I mean, I know that you guys lost the game and you probably, were focusing on that first, but when the season was over with and you guys finally had a chance to, get away from the loss and get away from the locker room and just, get back to class and that sort of thing. What was it like for you guys to just sort of reminisce about the season and to be able to look at one another and say, you rushed for 1,000 yards and you rushed for 1,000 yards and what a great season for us.
It was actually pretty cool, honestly, just being able to say that three of us had 1,000 yards that no Fox team has ever done before. It's actually pretty cool because me, Bob, and Cole all grew close with each other throughout the season, having to have a chemistry with each other. It's just pretty cool that we all managed to get 1,000 yards.
And I know that you guys earned some All-State selections. Austin Deering, an offensive lineman for you, made All-State. Cole Elwood was All-Defensive guy. I believe Bob made it as for All-State linebacker. So really just a fantastic year for you guys. I sort of want to dive into your stats, Gavin. Now, these are pretty impressive considering that you didn't get the starting job at QB until your junior year after Tony Pisoni left for McKendree, which, by the way, there's a tie-in that we'll address here in a second. But you almost got to 2,000 rushing yards for a career. You wound up with 1,962. You also had 30 touchdowns and then also 9 passing touchdowns. Did you ever think you'd be able to put up numbers like that when you got that first start as a junior?
I think, honestly, for me, I was hoping to, put up those numbers, but with the offense we run, you never really know or expect what's going to happen, so it's actually pretty exciting that I was able to actually hit those numbers when I did.
You also were Suburban West National Division Offensive Player of the Year, first team offense for the athlete position in the Suburban West National Division, and also same thing, first team defensive back. So just like you and Bob and Cole, you were able to make an all-star team, if you will, in all facets of the game. Did you ever think that was in reach for you when you got started in football at Fox?
I think it was in reach for all of us, just based upon the eighth grade year we had together with all of us. I think we all thought that we had a really good class with each other, and just the bond we grew with each other. I think we all knew that it was going to be in reach, especially once our senior year actually did hit.
Hey, Gavin, I know that you guys have had, just about half a lifetime of memories to create, not just on the football field, but off the football field as well. Can you kind of go over some of those things that today stick out to you about your time with your brothers, if you will, and the Fox, the other Fox teammates?
It's actually pretty cool, just all of us being to hang out, especially over the summer with our workouts we had. It's all pretty fun. This year is the most fun for me because we'd go out to practice being all serious, but throughout practice we just start having fun and not thinking of it as practice and just having fun with everybody and just being able to grow a close bond with everybody and them basically being family to me.
Hey, I want to do something that I haven't done with another Dream Team interview up to this point. I want to do some rapid fire, first thought to your head type of questions. Are you game for that?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a movie genre for you. Whichever one of these two you feel is more, more of your style. Let's go with comedy or sci-fi.
Probably comedy for me.
All right. You got a favorite movie of yours that you can tell us about?
My favorite movie, it's probably more of a sports movie, but it's Blindside just because of, the story behind all of it. It's just, it's just pretty cool story and storyline. I just really like watching that movie.
Okay, very cool. Hey, what about brats or pizza?
Pizza.
That was a pretty easy one for you, huh?
Yeah.
How about Sonic the Hedgehog or MLB The Show?
Honestly, I like Sonic a lot just because I grew up playing that game a lot.
What was it, on the Sega?
Yeah, it was.
Oh man, you're not that much younger than I am then. All right, well, very cool. Hey, very cool, man. And I know that you've got, you and I were talking during training camp. I know you got some German roots in you as well, which is why I kind of brought up the brats or pizza thing. But so I was a little bit surprised you went with the pizza edge. But all right, man. Well, hey, congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete. And before we do let you go, Gavin, as I touched on. You and Tony Pisoni have something in common. You just verbally committed to McKendree. So if you wouldn't mind to sort of tell our listeners why that choice.
I just chose McKendree just because of the overall family aspect, just being able to talk to some of the players like Tony and all of them. They all tell me how it's a big family community up there, everybody knowing each other and just having a good time. And I mean, they're academics for being a private school is pretty good too, which is also important to me, and their football program's pretty good too. And all the coaches up there were pretty decent too. Yeah. It's just an exciting place to be.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but yeah, you're going to be cum laude by the time you graduate. What are you looking forward to getting into major-wise? Have you made that decision yet?
Probably something in business is what I'm really looking into right now.
All right. Well, very well. All right, Gavin, again, congratulations on making Dream Team. Glad you got to be a member of that with four of your Fox teammates, and we certainly wish you the best of luck at McKendree.
All right. Thank you.